animal and it's mazik, I have to pay. If I own an eved and it's mazik, I have to pay. Rav Naftali in the Stipler said it's not that way. That the eved be'etzem has his own ischaimus. The eved is an adam mazik, and he has his own ischaimus. And there's a halacha that the adin has to satisfy the debt of his eved. Somebody's eved has debts, the adin has to satisfy it. So therefore, memela, the adin has to pay. But it's not because it's the adin's ischaimus, it's the eved's ischaimus. And mainly the adin has to pay. Because the adin has to pay whatever the eved, if the eved has a bill, the adin has to pay the eved's bills. So really it's the eved that's a mazik. And the adin pays the bills of the eved. That was the way Rav Naftali learned. Rav Naftali mentions a few nafkaminis between the two ways to learn. Whether you learn that an eved that's mazik is memoine hamazik of the adin, like a shar, or if you learn that it's the eved's chiyuv, als adam hamazik, and memela, the adin has to pay for the eved's bills. One major nafkamina is that memoine hamazik only pays nezek. The no chiyuvim of tsar, ripoy, sheves, and baishes, the dalet devarim. If your shor is mazik, you don't have to pay the other things. All you have to pay if your animal is mazik is the nezek, the value of the person that was damaged went down. You have to pay nezek. You don't pay tsar, ripoy, sheves, and baishes when your animal is mazik. Adam mazik, as you all know, pays nezek, tsar, ripoy, sheves, and baishes. The Zakhar of Tali comes out a very big nafkamina. If you learn that when my eved is mazik, it's like my shor was mazik, that's why I have to pay, then I only have to pay nezek. Because just like if my shor is mazik, I only have to pay nezek. If my eved is mazik, I only have to pay nezek. My she'en kein, if you learn that the hischaivus is the eved hischaivus, the eved is adam amazik. The eved is an adam amazik. And this adam amazik got a bill, and the adam has to pay his bill. Well, if the eved is adam amazik, then he has to pay nezek, tzari, b'shevas, and b'ishes, like every adam amazik. So the eved himself, by being mazik, is chayiv nezek, tzari, b'shevas, and b'ishes. He has the bill, so to speak, and in Mela, the Adon has to pay the Eved's bill.
Why do we say that the Adon is the Eved? We say it's Mamon Mazik. Why do we say it has to be Shav? Why do we say it's Adon Mazik? Why does it have to be Shav?
Because Adon Mazik is that the person himself was Mazik. If I own an Eved and my Eved is Mazik and I have to pay, why do I have to pay? I wasn't Mazik. Adon is if I'm Mazik. If the animal was mazik, I have to pay. If the eved, the question is why the eved? So I mentioned yesterday, they told us in Rabbeinu Peretz and in the Lashon Rambam, it says to have a mamainai. So such a lashon that it's his mamon. That just like his shor is his mamon, the eved is his mamon. So according to that, that would be enough gemina whether you pay a dalad dvarim. Second afkamina would be if the eved is a cotton. If the eved is a cotton, so then what should be the din? If the eved is a cotton, if it's because my mama was mazik, so even if he's a cotton, I have to pay. Just like I have to pay if my shor is mazik, I have to pay if my eved is mazik. But she'en kein, if I only have to pay his bills, if the eved's bill and I have to pay his bill, the eved is a cotton, he doesn't have any bills, so the cotton doesn't have to pay. So if I only have to pay because I'm paying his bills, then weiter, I wouldn't have to pay. The third nafkamina that they mention would be kefil. The eved steals, whether the adin has a chiyuv to pay the kefil for the eved. So weiter, if it's the eved's bill and the Adon has to pay the Eved's bill, well, if the Eved stole, he has to pay kefil. So then the Adon has to pay for him. But if Dadan only has to pay because his Eved was mazik, was stole, then the Adain can't have chiyuv kefil. He's not a ganav. So these are three nachgeminas between the two ways to learn. I think it's fair to say that it's more mistaver of Naftali's way and the Stifler's way, but that somehow all the Rishonim them on the first way, that it's Mamayinai, and some Yemis is that way, that it's also Mamayinai. I noticed in the Night of Yehuda, he has a tshuva. If someone owns an Eved Kanani, and the Eved kills somebody, he kills another Yid. Someone owns an Eved Kanani, and the Eved Kanani kills somebody. Does the Adon have to pay? Huh? What are you saying? If Reuven owns an Eved, and David goes and he kills somebody, David's going to get Nisa. He killed somebody. Does the Adon have to pay the damages? The Yarshin, just like if my Shah kills somebody, I have to pay damages to the Yarshin, to the estate. Same thing. David's getting Nisa. What about the Adon? Does he have to pay the bill? Chayre should be tali. These two ways of learning. What? But he's going to get Nisa. Right? And we're talking now before the Gzeir of Shemiyak, the Tana Rabbi, the Dintaira. Right? Gradian and Leid Behuda mentions, first of all, Leid Behuda says that if you ever kill somebody, you have to pay. You do have to pay. Even though the Eved himself wouldn't have to pay, Eved himself wouldn't have a chiyuv mamon. But the Adon has to pay because his mamon was mazik, which is the first mahalach. That when your Eved is mazik, it's like your Shor was mazik. You have to pay because your mamon was mazik, because mamon was his. Well, it's kaifer that you have to pay. Right. Hmm? So it depends. But the point is that the chiyuve mamon the etzem should be there. What is it? Because there is a concept of kaifer nachinam. But at any rate, you see that Yehuda learned it as mamoni on Isaac, because he's saying that the Adon has to pay. His mamon was mazik. So he also learns off Mamani HaMazik. Just a little hard. It's Mamani HaMazik. How do you explain it? You have to learn out of Shar. Right, you have to learn from Shar. It's a little. Where are you going to learn it from? You learn from Karen. Because you have such a thing. If an Eved is Mazik, you pay Chatzi Nezek. If you learn Eved out of Karen, just like Karen is Chatzi Nezek, Eved should be Chatzi Nezek. We know it's not true. The whole mahalos, like I said, the Rishayim it's mashmat tas mamani amazik, but it's difficult to really to follow it through. Okay, so we turn now to the Reb Chaim that I mentioned yesterday. So Reb Chaim is bothered by Zaitik and Nekuda. Reb Chaim is bothered why the Rambam, when he brings this din, why the Rambam brings a tziur of an Eved that steals. Again, the Rambam is going with the Emes, the Chapater. Shem Yechnitena Rabbi, however you learn Shem Yechnitena Rabbi, the Emes is that Chapater. If your Eved is Mazik, the Adon is Pater. The case that the Rambam picks is a case where your Eved steals. So the Adon is Pater from paying. And the Rambam brings it in Hilchis Geneva, Perek Aleph of Hilchis Geneva. The Rambam brings this halacha of Avdei Shehizik of Asugya in the Tzir of Geneva. So we know the Rambam's style is always to bring the Gemara's Tzir, not to make up his own cases. So the Meila needs a hezbo why the Rambam was Mishana here to pick a case of Geneva. So Chaim, to answer this, says he is side. And then the aside is easy. And then what Reb Chaim does with the aside, that's hard. His aside is very simple. Reb Chaim says that Kamash Malan, that Geneva is also a type of mazik. That besides the fact that the Torah said Lysignai, and the Gemara said that if you steal, the Torah says if you steal, you have to return what you stole. But even if there was no parsha of Geneva in the Torah, there would be a parsha of mazik which would include ganav. A ganav is a type of adam mazik. That's Reb Chaim's yisoid, which is not such a hard thing to understand. The Stipler says that it's mukhrich and svara, because if a ganav comes to someone's house to steal, and I open the door to the house to let the ganav in, or I show the ganav where he hides his money, so I am considered garmi, I have to pay medina the garmi, I'm a goyrim hezek. But the stipler of madach, if I show a ganav how to steal from my friend, that I have to pay alf mazik. So if I steal from my friend, I certainly have to pay alf mazik. Madach may have someone else steal, I'm a mazik. If I myself steal, I'm a mazik. So Reb Chaim's yisoid, it's a simple enough yisoid. And the question is what Reb Chaim answers with it, and that we're going to have to try to understand. But Reb Chaim's yisoid is that there are two dinim by a ganav. There are two reasons he has to pay. One reason he has to pay is because he's a ganav. And one reason he has to pay is because he's a mazik. And Reb Chaim says, in ganiv, there's a halacha, you have to pay back the exact same thing you stole, if it's still banned. The thing you stole, if it's around, you have to give the thing itself back. If it's not around, you have to give tashlumin. In dinei mazik, there's no din, you have to give the thing itself back. It's just dinei tashlumin alone. The din of mazik is a din of tashlumin, and that applies to every ganav too. The parsha of Geneva adds new things. It adds that if it's be'en, he has to give it back. It adds that if he doesn't have money, he's nimkar b'gneiv asai. A mazik is mazik and doesn't have money. He doesn't get sold as an eved. A ganav who steals and doesn't have money, he does get sold as an eved. So that's what the parsha of Eved is moisif. It's moisif that you can get sold. It's moisif that if it's bad, you have to return it. But even if there's no parsha Geneva, you would have to pay automatic anyway. That's the aside. Reb Chaim's aside. It's an easy enough aside, and it's mashma that way. Taka from the Gemara later by the Chavdalin of Nezikin. But the aside is easy enough. The question is what Reb Chaim does with the Yisoid, and that's a little more complicated. Let me start first with some of the easier things that come from this Yisoid, and then we'll get to Reb Chaim, because I think Reb Chaim is a little confusing. The Stipler in Masechta Sanhedrin uses Reb Chaim's Yisoid to explain a different Rambam that's Shver. We discussed last year the idea that when the Torah gives Bezdin the power to paskin dine mamin, it's really only Bezdin shall smuchim b'Eretz Yisrael. Really, you have to have a straight smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu, which nobody has today. And it's shayf to mishaych of titin l'cha b'chal sharecha, it has to be dafkin Eretz Yisrael. Min ha-Torah, all dine mominis, kayach ha-Bezdin to paskin, all dine mominis, is only Bezdin Shal Smuchin in Eretz Yisrael. Nowadays, we pass in Halachis Dine Momin in Chutz Laretz. How do we do that? So the Gemara, in the beginning of Sanhedrin, and also later in Perek HaChayvel, near the beginning of HaChayvel, which you're going to have, says, Shlichusayu Ka'av Dinan. That we do the shlichus of the Bezdin Shal Smuchim. The Bezdin Shal Smuchim, when the smicha was being bottled after the Churban Abayis, the Bezdin Shal Smuchim gave a koyach b'tarash lichus to the batei dinim and chutz la'aretz to paskin, but only limited dinim that they could paskin. A din taira on a davar hashchiach, it has to be a common din taira, common type of a din taira. And it has to be a din taira shiesh bechisar and kiss, that someone lost money. That's the only time you could be dan. I think last year, I don't remember where it came up, I mentioned to you that bar, many paiskim hold that bezin has no kayak to be to ve'amam in bezman hazeh and bar. And there was a maisa with somebody who had slipped in a certain maisid, and he was suing them, and they said, I'll pay whatever the chayav al pi din, that he has no right to sue them. And I remember telling them that al pi din, nobody can force you to pay a penny. Bar, we're not down this man, I said. I think it's the first page in Chayshim Mishpat. But it's not a davar that people know. But it's a sugyan achayv, a sugyan sanhedrin. That bezman hazeh, bezin can only be mechayiv payment for dvarim hashchichim. Only shchiachtik of things, bar is not shchiach. Bezin is they can't be mechayiv. Now that's a gemara, it's a halacha psuka. That bezin is not dan dvarim sheinim shchichim. Now the shayla is, is gezeila shchiach? Geneva gezeila. Are they shchiach? What do you say? You think so? By yidden, I'm talking. What do you say? You think it's shchiach? All right. So it's a funny thing. The Gemara says that we're not down gezeilas. Gezeilas for chavala is we're not down bezman hazeh. It's not shchiach. As I stated in the Sanhedrin, Gezeila is not Shchiach. So all the Rishayim, including Taisus on Peidali, is Gekasha, that there are many sugyas in Shas where people stole and they came to the Entire. And the Gemara says they went to one Amayra or to a different Amayra and they had the Entire. Taisa says, the Perakabit Sanhedrin, Gezelis Vachavolis, listed like Shriachi. It says the Sanhedrin is not Shriach, Avalidois, Avalish Shriachi, but lending money and denying it that Shriach. The Tema, the Kama Makaima, Shayadan and Dine Gezelis. It says there are many places in Shas where there are Dan Dine Gezelis. He brings two Gemaras in Bava Kama, who Gavra, the Gozal Padna, the Tura, I think Miyasni is the case. Taisa says it is Shriach. We are down in Bava. Taisa says all the Rishayim is the Kasha. So there are a few Mahalchim, there are two or three Mahalchim in how to answer. One answer is that even though we're not down Gezeilas and Chutz La'aretz, but Tfisa helps. Tfisa helps. If someone, if I was genitic by somebody, or if Reuven fell into Shimon's bar, Kapishmai Galyan is a chiyuv. Just Bezin has no kayak to pass. But Tfisa helps. I mentioned to you last year that even on Kefil, Tfisa helps. Someone steals from you, and you're smart, you go over to his house and you take Kefil back from it, and you can keep it. Because Tfisa helps on Yitzlach HaKhila. Tfisa helps on all these dinim. Could be. Everyone starts stealing. No one who steals thinks they're going to be caught. So that wasn't a cheshbon. It seems that the rules are set. Because it doesn't say in the Mishnah, if it's Shchiach Yidan, not Shchiach Yidan. It says they gave Shlichus for this, for Yidois and Avois, and not for Gzeilus and Chavales. So, it seems that the Dinim are Kavuin. Whatever they gave Shlichus, they gave Shlichus. Even if it changes. Anyways, the Tosfos there says that Taka were not Dan Gezeilus, but if somebody is Taifis, those are the sugyas in Shas. Wherever in Shas it says a story, that those stories are talking that somebody was Taifis. Ishlitcha is the cholanu airi b'tofas. That there was a tefisa. It's one teretz. This is a second teretz. The Mishnah says that gezelos v'chavolos are not shchiach. So Tosa says that means gezelos sha'al yedei chavolos. Stam gezelos shchiach. Gezelos sha'al yedei chavolos means two people got into a fist fight. And in the fighting, someone took something from someone else. So Tosa says that that's not shchiach. But stam gezelos is shchiach. Umaisim b'chol yoyim, Tosfos says. Tosfos time, it seems, because Elos was Shchiach also. That's Tosfos' second teretz. There's a third teretz, which is more mustava than both the Tosfos' teretzim, is Mukiyos' teretz, which the Ramah paskens like in Shulchan Aruch. He says that Gezela, taking things from someone, is not Shchiach. To go over to someone in front of him and to take something from him is not Shchiach. But Gezela through conniving and cheating and going to court and taking things away, that's plenty Shriach. Or finding ways of billing him when he's not chayiv, that's also Gezela. It says Gezela is l'shchichi, it means Gezela, Gemara uses an expression, Gezela ke'en vayivzal ha-sachanis li'yad ha-mitri. It's a pasuk in Navi. Ke'en vayivzal ha-sachanis. That Gezela b'yadayim, the Mukiyasa says, that is not Shriach. And that we're not done. But cheating somebody, stealing through cheating someone, that is Shchiach, and all the Gemaras and Shas are all, oh come on, and these are the three Terutzim. So they're all, whichever Terutz you like, it's good. Take it good. Frech the Shach, what is the Rambam going to answer? The Rambam just says, Ein Danin Gezeilus. That's all the Rambam says, Ein Danin Gezeilus, period. He doesn't make any chilukim. He doesn't say any of these terutzim. Fai says he doesn't hold of any of the chilukim. He says him ain dan and gezeilus. So the Shach in Choshe Mishpat and Siman Aleph, Sukkot and Tess, he brings the, now he's not the first one to ask the kasha, he brings the smayas to kasha. How's the Rambam gonna answer the kasha from all the cases in Shas? Well, we are dan genevis and gezeilus. What's going on? What's the Rambam going to answer? So the Shach has a very hard time. He says the Rambam learns the ain't done in gezelos means kefil. Dal zehei, we're not done, but etzem gezelos we are done, which is he himself says is a daichik. Come to Stifler, and he answers the Rambam based on the Rav Chaim. What does he say? Ein donin gezeilos, we're talking not dan gezeilos. Dine lois sigzel, we're not dan bezman hazeh. Period. Never. Aye, in Shas, you find dine Torah on gezeilos. All those dine Torah are going through with the dinim of Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik is Shchiach. Any rules that I come from the mocker of Adam HaMazik, a gazlan, we can be down bezman hazeh. We can be down a gazlan bezman hazeh, not b'toyris gezeilah. B'toyris Adam HaMazik. So, memela, theoretically, ain't done in gezeilahs. But not done in gezeilahs, not shchiach. But heyois, Adam HaMazik is shchiach. And every gazlan is also a mazik, which is Rechaim's side. So Mimela, we're going to be Dan Gzela Bisman Azeh, the Teres Adam HaMazik. You like the Teres?
That's to a Maisa Gzela?
Huh?
To a Maisa Gzela to be a Mazik?
Any way is Mazik, whether it's a Maisa Gzela Bapayo, or
not paying back alone.
Not paying back alone is not Gzela. I don't think it's Gzela. Gzela has to be that you take something from someone. Directly or indirectly. If you don't pay someone, so you don't pay somebody. something to that.
Once it's not Shia, so
then
it's not, it was never
compatible.
They don't, who cares what category you put it
under?
It's not,
wasn't, it wasn't. Come on, yeah, but it's much better than that, isn't it? Isn't the problem with the terrorists? What's the Stifler saying? Stifler saying, ain't done a gazela, it's true. And the Rambam brings it. Lamaisa, we are down Adam and Isaac, every Gazlan is Adam and Isaac, so we end up being down. So it's a nice teretz, but what's the difference? Who cares if I'm Danim als Gazlan or als Adam and Isaac? If you can come up with a good difference, then we'll listen. I'm willing to listen. But if you don't, what's the difference? If you're Danim als Adam and Isaac, or you're Danim als Ganes? Selling avodim, we don't sell avodim bizman as anyway. Mishabot liyayvul is bat la'avis. And kefil is knossos. There's no stone kiss. We're not down knossos. Anything, right? There are two conditions. Rishchiach and the Yishchot stone kiss. So we're not down kefil and dalvehe anyway. That's knossos. We're not down.
It's still banned.
What? If it's still banned, so vayte, if it's still banned, he has to give it back anyway because it's the other person's. Right? Because of my dad, it's banned. So if there's yish and shinim shos, then you don't have to give it back. If there's only yish or no yish, then you don't have to give it back. Because it's his. So what's a nafkamina? Can you come up with a nafkamina? Stifler says some words there. He says a nafkamina would be if you steal for a joke. And you plan to give it back. Or if you steal in order to pay, to benefit him. So you're not a mazik. You're stealing to give it back, or you're stealing to benefit him. Right? You're stealing something, you want to fix it and give it back to him. So that's not dine mazik, but it is dine gezel. So that, we're not down bizman hazeh. But that's only enough community staff to come up with. Ain done in gezelus goes on. You hear what this type of saying? Ain done in gezelus. What's the difference? The difference is if someone steals for a joke. He steals for a joke, but someone's giving back anyway. No. So what does it mean? Ain done in gezelus. I can't imagine someone steals. Kozman, you think he's stealing to keep it? So you go to the dentarian, and that he's a mazik. As soon as it becomes clear, he's not, he didn't steal to keep it, he's your friend. He stole something, he's fixing it and giving it, improving it and giving it back. So that's awesome. You don't have a rebate and cry, that's also bizarre. But what kind of dintar is there going to be? What about a chamsin? Chamsin. Okay, a chamsin is not a mazik. Because he takes something and he gives him money for it. And this rabbi in the parsha of Israel, maybe Chamsa will be the nafkamina. Chamsa will be the nafkamina. He took something, gave me money. If the thing is ba'an, then it's not a good, it's not such a good nafkamina though. If it's ba'an, it's really mine. It's a little bit of a problem. If it's not ba'an, so if I think there's no nafkamina. If it is ba'an, so it's really mine. So you have to give it back to its mind. There's no shinui shos. I don't know. So needs. We have to come up with nafkaminis between gazlin midin gazlin and gazlin midin mazik. The holistical Torah, the Reb Chaim's holistical Torah, needs nafkaminis in order for it to really to have a geshmak. To say a gazlan, besides being a gan, if he's also a mazik. If there's no real nafkamina in him being a mazik, the chashivas of the vart is it's missing. There's something missing. Well, we pass in the yush and shinush. But Shini Rishus, you don't have it. You mean, let's say a different Shini. Let's say there's a Shini Hashem or a Shini Maisa. I said, I'll be enough Kamina. if he stole it, and it's achayiyush and some papishimai, some kainet, so then it will be an afkamina. If of the parsha of Gezela, Bezal would be chayim to give it back. So it's up to Shulchan Aruch, it's up to Rambam, ain't done Gezela. Bezal can't force me to give it back. They can force me to pay because I'm a mask. Okay, so it'll be an afkamina. If I stole something and he's niayish and he's a shinoi, so the whole ain't done gezeilus. This is such a unusual nafkamina. Okay, Reb Chaim himself is coming to answer. Difficult Stiras HaRambam. Reb Chaim really is starting off on something totally different. He's going on a Stira in the Rambam. And in order to answer the Stiras HaRambam, he uses this Yisayid. The Stiras HaRambam is very clear, I'll explain it to you. How Reb Chaim is answering it, it needs to be a little more gishmak. But the Stiras HaRambam is the following. I think you all have bumped into the idea that Eved is Hukish Lakarka, and for many, many dinim, Dine Avadim has the same din as Karka, like we had Eynishban al Karkois or Eynishban al Avadim. There are certain things that are Hukish Lakarka. Those things that are Hukish Lakarka have Dine Karka. The Rambam has two halachis that seem to be sicer each other. One is in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Gezeilus, I believe. Gozal Eved Vihiskina. Someone steals a 30-year-old Eved. 30-year-old Eved is worth, I don't know how much it's worth in the marketplace. Let's say a 30-year-old Eved is worth $10,000 in the marketplace. So someone steals a 30-year-old Eved. And they don't catch up with him till 30 years later. Now the Eved is 60 years old. And they find the Ganev. And say, hey, you stole the Eved, return it. He says, fine. I'll return the 60-year-old Eved. A 60-year-old Eved is not worth what a 30-year-old Eved is. A 30-year-old Eved could work with the animals the whole day. A 60-year-old Eved is weaker. So the Rambam says that you could say Harei Shalach Lefanecha. The Rambam says that you could say, look, it's you. This is the Eved I stole. Take it back. Harei Shalach Lefanecha. If I steal an animal and the animal gets old, the Rambam says you cannot say Harei Shalach Lefanecha because it's hukhasha, it got weaker. Chashayne hader. If you steal something and you break it, you can't say harei shalach lefanecha. Let's say you steal somebody's keli and you crack it. You say, here it is, both pieces. You can't say harei shalach lefanecha. So Ram says the same thing with an animal. If you steal an animal and it's hukhasha and it gets weaker, chashayne hader, it's something that won't change, like it got old, you cannot say harei shalach lefanecha. What's the difference between the two? It's like the Rambam Karka, Eved is Hukish Lakarka. By Karka, you can say Harei Shalach Lefanecha. So in Eved, you can say Harei Shalach Lefanecha. A Behema is like Kalim. And just like Kalim, if it breaks, you can't say Harei Shalach Lefanecha. A Behema that gets old, you cannot say Harei Shalach Lefanecha. As I stated in the Rambam in Paragimel, and that's not a Shver Rambam. It's a chiddush that Eved hukish l'karkois. V'meila, Eved gets old. It's hukish l'karka, and you can say harei shalach l'fanecha. Good. The second Rambam. The second Rambam is in Perek Tes. Halacha Aleph, the Hilchos Gezeilus. The other Rambam says, gozal karka v'shotfa nor. You steal a field. A field has a certain value. V'shotfa nor, and then, for whatever reason, the river changed course, and now the river goes through this field. The field now is not worth anything, so you can't plant anything in this field. It's worth very little. So after Rambam, do you have to pay? So you all should understand what's it in. You say it's the same field I stole. Right? This is the field I stole. Now there's a Nor going through it. The field's the same field. Hare Shalach Lefanecha, Karka Einan Exalus. So it's the same field. Hare Shalach Lefanecha.
It's worse than that. The field where it's usable, it's not
all
useful.
Maybe it has a use. You can still sell, set up a water stand and sell the water. But it's worth less. Okay. Zakhtar Rambam, Gozal Eved Vamesa. If you steal an Eved and it died, Mesa Eved, you cannot say Hare Shalach Lefanecha. Frek the Ravid in our sagas, why can't you say by Eved Shemes Hare Shalach Lefanecha? Here's the Eved's body. Hare Shalach Lefanecha. It's the same Eved I stole. Eved is Karka, Einan Exalus. Hare Shalach Lefanecha. Here it is. What? The pile you could steal it. In Lumbus, it's not stolen. Right?
But it does damage by itself.
Does it? Evan, is Mazda's more like 5 years out? Well, Midrabani, then okay. I don't want to get sidetracked.
Alright.
That'll depend if it's Asim Amani Amazik or Shimon Asim Alafa. That's for Shimon and Simon Alafa. What? It's a dead Eved. What do you mean? So what is it?
Dead person.
Dead person. Okay, and the field that has the river going through it? You would call it a field. Physically, it's the same. Just has water on top of it. The Eved, physically, it's the same Eved. Just the heart isn't pumping. If it got older and his heart pumps half this speed.
Well, Eved. What makes him an Eved when he's dead? Can't do work anymore.
I mean, his skin has to be, he could do some work. Why does he got so old he can't do any work? He's in a wheelchair.
He's still Eved. He's still Eved to the rabbi.
So it's not because he could do work.
It's
not because he could do work, it's because he's alive. It wasn't as if he's alive or dead. That's all it comes down to. What's the difference if he's alive or dead? Obviously, that's the chiluk. What's the difference if he's alive or dead? You're not stealing the consciousness. David still has his consciousness.
No, that's why you can't hold it.
What's the difference between a dead Eved and an old Eved? Remember, we're going now to an Eved Hukash Lekarka and it's Einan Exalus. If I steal Karka and this piece of earth broke off the earth and it flew out of space, then it would be like Eved Shemes, you think. You can't say Harish Lovel from Eved. An Eved. But I never stole anything. What did I steal? I stole an Eved. I didn't steal a dead body. I stole an Eved. But Eved ain't in exile. Eved is not in exile. So why do I have chiyuv gezeila on the Eved? Shouldn't be one in Karka. Because mana, it's there. It's there. So you're a Gazan at the time you cut it off, like the Avankari, right? At the time you cut it, at that minute you're a Gazan. Not when you took the field. Because Peir is not Hukash Lekarka. But Eved is Hukash Lekarka. So the Ravid Kasha is so stark that the Magen Mishnah makes it toss at fuss in the Rambam. Magen Mishnah takes out Eved from the Rambam. The Rambam says, Metatlum Ayavadim, and he takes out Eved. But the Chayim wants to answer the Rambam. Not only that, the Ravid himself, you know that 99% of the time, the Ravid is a kasha on the Rambam, he does not say a teretz, just argues. In this Ravid, he says some sort of teretz. And Reb Chaim is not as with the Ravid's teretz. Now the question is how it answers the kasha. I told you this nekuda is a little hard. I'll tell you the way Rav Chaim says it. Rav Chaim says, again, let's Rav Chaim's side, that every person who steals is chayav al gazlan and chayav al mazik. So he says, when you steal an eved and the eved gets old, so the eved's still around, so you just give the eved back. You give the eved back, so you're not a mazik. You, like you said, there are two ways of paying. If it's still around, you give it back. If it's not around, you pay. A mazik only has to pay. If it's still around, you give it back. There's no DNA tashlumin at all. He says, once it dies, once the eved dies, so he does use an expression that the eved is kamanta lesa, which you have to understand. He says, memela als mazik yachayiv. Because lamaisa, you removed the eved from this person's house and you didn't put it back. So als mazik yachayiv, als ganiv, in lomdis, you never kokain it with kinyan gzeilah. Als ganiv, you don't have any kinyan gzeilah yet. But lamaisa, you are mazikin. You removed an eved from his house and you didn't put it back. So Reb Chaim, medinei mazik, that's why you have to pay als dinei tashlum. So Mamela, he says, there's a chilek between if it got old or it died. If it got old, you're not a mazik. You put it back. If it died, you are a mazik. You didn't put it back. So Reb Chaim, it's very bekitzer how he explains it. I just didn't understand this nekuda. If you steal a young eved from someone and put back an old one, why aren't you a mazik? You're not a mazik if you steal... I like Reb Chaim, he says, very nice. That you took away an eved, you're a mazik. You didn't put it back. You're a mazik. You have to pay out the mazik. Very gishmak. But when you take a young eved and put back an old eved, that's not a mazik. No, if you go to someone's house and you take away a 10-foot ladder and you put back an 8-foot ladder, so you're not a mazik. Or you take a 10-foot ladder, you break off 2 feet, you put it back, you're a mazik. So what? Because I did something. But the eved, I didn't do anything. Why? When I took the eved away, is that mazik? No. So what happens if he dies? Problem. Reb Chaim's whole chap is that every time you steal, you're a mazik too. So when I took away the eved, I have a mazik. So if I put the eved back, so I did the first type of tashlum and I put it back. So I'm potter. When Shekin, if the eved dies, I can't put it back. So then, I've got an eved, karkein eved zelas, eved ofish karkein, I don't have to pay. If it's mazik, I have to pay. So that's also good. But then the question is, when you take a young eved and put back an old eved, why don't we say that you're a mazik? I am a mazik. Reb Chaim is saying that when I take away an eved, I'm a mazik. Why?
You break the ladder, you break the ladder, so we have taken the eved. If something happens then, maybe we'll be a mazik. But now it happens natural, that's how it should call
it. If he dies?
Then you can get it back.
So where was my hezik? My hezik was when I took the eved or when it died? The Chaim doesn't explain. Very bekitzer. I would think the hezek is when I took him. The hezek is when I took him. Depreciation, the halacha is on depreciation, that what's called a kash shel einai hodor. Something that doesn't come back. Let's say you steal an animal, it loses weight. So that's not a hezek, because it could gain the weight. You steal an animal, has a cold, it could be healed from the cold. But if it gets old, that's kasha in a hadr. Something that doesn't come back, that's a hezek. Kasha in a hadr. No, it's got you have a kizela. You're gazlan. You stole a sixty dollar animal. You turned a $40 animal. By Eved. So that part I have no problem. Because I have a Ptura Tari Shalach Lefamecha. You're saying that what? That I steal a 30-year-old Eved and I return a 60-year-old.
I stole the 30-year-old.
In Dinei Hezek, it's a Grama. which would seem to be garmi, it's be a dayan, which I should be chayiv on really. Right, if it's garmi and bari azeika, then it's that's garmi, it's chayiv. But it should be chayiv anyway. Now, kaparim, this from chayim, the cloth, klar, that the pshat in the Rambam is, the Rambam's Lashita say, that all genovim have a din mazik, and the melo, by meis, you take a pot of din a geneva, but you chayav din a mazik. That of course, is chayim. Alright, so unless I get a klar kite a little better in the Rav Chaim by Sunday, I'm going to move on. The next main sugya here, the rest of the Gemara is pretty easy, except the kasha we had on, which we'll come back to, Kavaras Elahazik. The next big sugya is Taisis Karoi, Karoi Adam, Maram on Taisis. And then there's already a lot of Torah on it. There's a Rav Ruvain and Rav Shimon. So I hope to probably to discuss the Rav Ruvain and Rav Shimon on Taisis Karoi. So make sure you get there for Sunday.